thoughts on Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verses 1 to 5. Back to Judah. Well, in a sense, we've never left Judah, although there was a passage dealing with the judgment of the pagans, and that's the thought I have in mind. Zephaniah 3, 1 to 5. We're back to Judah, back to Jerusalem. Woe to the city of oppressors, rebellious and defiled, and so on. Quite clearly, we're talking about Jerusalem here. Jerusalem is the centre, the heart, the very core of Judaism. The temple, the prophets, the teachers, the administration of the law. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Zion. This is the place. And look what God has to say through Zephaniah about this chosen place, this appointed place, this precious place, where God, in figurative form, dwells among his people, having that relationship with them, even in the temple. Well, what can we say about it? Look at the words. The officials of Jerusalem, the prophets, the teachers, the temple, what can we say? They're oppressors, verse 1. They're rebellious, verse 1. They're defiled, verse 1. We're talking about Zion. We're talking about the prophets. We're talking about the so-called prophets, that is. We're talking about the priests. We're talking about the administration of the covenant. Disobedient, verse 2. Stubborn, verse 2. Unbelieving, verse 2. Perilous, verse 2. Cruel, verse 3. Arrogant, verse 4. Treacherous, verse 4. Profane, verse 4. Breaking the temple, breaking the law, breaking the covenant, verse 4. Shameless, no conscience about it, verse 5. Well, that's a catalogue indeed. We're talking about Jerusalem, we're talking about Judah, we're talking about Judaism, we're talking about the Old Covenant people, we're talking about those who have the law, the prophets, the sacrifices, the temple, the tabernacle before, those who had known the Exodus, those who'd known protection and deliverance, those who'd known the days of David and Solomon, the great preachers, the great prophets, the faithful prophets, some of the leading names, Jeremiah and Isaiah, but also some perhaps what we're going to call lesser names, but still faithful men who had preached the word of God and told the nation what God was saying to it. These were defiled, disobedient, stubborn and unbelieving. They were profane and breaking the covenant. Oh, my friend, it's a terrible catalogue. And so, despite God's righteous correction, you get this in verse 5. The Lord within her is righteous. He does no wrong. Morning by morning he dispenses his justice. And new every day, every new day, he does not fail. Yet the unrighteous know no shame. Know no shame. They're never going to turn back. They won't turn back. Judgment is upon them and waiting for them. He expresses his justice every day. He dispenses his justice, mercy every day. Even so yet, they're unrighteous. Well, this is Judah, 2,500 years ago. A question of history. But my friend, as I keep saying, this is the word of God. God is speaking to us today. This is the word that is to believers today. To churches, so-called churches, is to us. Are we disobedient? We're supposed to be the centre of the new covenant. We're supposed to be obedient to God. We're supposed to not introduce paganism and not go after the world. We're supposed to be standing on his word and maintaining the word. And God is merciful to us and speaking to us. But are we listening to him? Are we heeding him? Even so yet, the unrighteous know no shame. Well, my friend, we must not congratulate ourselves that we're the new covenant people. I'm afraid, my friend, as I try to explain in my book, Triumph and Tragedy, I try to explain what happened to Israel of old is written for our learning and will happen to us. It happened to the churches in Revelation 2 and 3. It can happen to us today. All our popularity, all our so-called pomp and power can vanish in a moment. Is God among us in power, or is he among us in judgment? This is the question. Back to Judah, back to the ecclesia, back to the churches, back to believers. This is the word for us, Zephaniah 3:1-5.